Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina was one of the world's busiest, but it's been eerily quiet because of the coronavirus pandemic. As Steve Harrison of WFAE reports, private pilots in tiny planes are taking advantage of that normally busy airport.
Jared Yates is flying his Bearhawk, a home-built single-engine plane. Cleared to land in Charlotte, he tells his wife everything seems so strange.
But if it was a regular day, there would be a line of planes like 3 or 4 miles apart, you know, for each runway. Then when we called them, they'd be like, no, you cannot compare at all.
Charlotte is one of the hubs for American Airlines. And in a typical day, the airport would see as many as 1,500 takeoffs and landings, but now it's far, far less. And that's created opportunities for people like Erica Zangwill, who landed at CLT in a single-engine Cessna 172.
It's just so, so vast. Like, there's this, the runway environment is completely different. It's much wider, much longer.
Kelly Brady remembers radioing the tower and asking to land his Cessna 150 at the vast airport, which has 4 runways.
What kind of got me excited was they were like, yeah, feel free, you know, which runway do you want? And I'm like, well, I'll take the one that no one's using or anything. He says, well, she was really nice. She goes, well, no one's using anything right now, and you've got about an hour and a half to play around, so pick one.
Brady says he did 8 or 9 touch-and-goes, where he lands on the runway and throttles up to take right off again. Pilots in other cities are doing this too, like John Weisswasser, who flew his tiny plane to New York's 3 biggest airports, JFK, Newark, and LaGuardia, all in the same flight.
When I was flying from Newark to LaGuardia, there was nobody. And I mean nobody, no helicopters. There wasn't even anyone else doing what I was doing. It was really eerie.
Back in Charlotte, Yates and his wife Tabitha find it immensely fun.
This is what a stop-and-go looks like at Charlotte Airport in Bearhawk. Do-do-do-do-do.
And then they took off again. The little guys' days may be numbered. American Airlines has said bookings are on the upswing. For NPR News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.